This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, as usual, what we're going to be doing is covering issues that are, well, that are important. And we're slowing our roll. We're not getting caught up into the new scandal or crime of politicians or the medical industry or the such, friends. No, we're sticking to the topic. We're not going to sit there and play with the branches or highlight the branches on the tree. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to lay the axe to the root of the tree. We're going to be talking about Mario Murillo. I'll play some audio as well, and how he danced around the issues in the open conversation that we had with him last week. I want to make this your show today, so if you want to call in, I would love to hear your thoughts. It seems that everybody has an opinion on this. And regardless of what it may be, pro or con, please give us a call. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I wanted to highlight something here really quick before we get to the main topic. We just heard during the break, once again, that the governor, Kate Brown, if you want to call her that. By the way, if you didn't know this already, friends, she's a bisexual. And this is exactly, again, if you want a little history, this is exactly the type of people that Adolf Hitler surrounded himself with. And the reason he surrounded himself with the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33, is because they would do his biddings. They were extorted. They were controlled men. You can rest assured every one of those that is just going along to get along as to what's taking place here today, they are part of the plan. But again, notice who they are. Look to that of Denver, Colorado. Look who the governor is in that state. Look at across the United States. You're going to find that many of these people, friends, are in fact sodomites. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump's appointing sodomites, just like Barack Hussein Obama was. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama actually appointed over 225 sodomites, transgenders, and transvestites to governmental positions. Why? Because they're easily controlled. Okay. Again, learn a little history here, friends, in the process. His-story, and I'm here to tell you, prevention is better than cure. And I also want to highlight the fact that the law states that in every single state of our union, the act of sodomy is against the law. It's a felony in every state statute. Okay. Again, just pointing my finger back to the law. With that said, friends, you've seen what's happening with this Oregon governor, Kate Brown. She wants you to be a snitch. When you go to Matthew 10, verse 21 and verse 22, what does it say? And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Listen, friends, I want you to understand something. This all this stuff, especially when I hear from Christians, professed Christians that leave their comments on live feeds or social media, it's always gloom and doom. It's always, well, these are the end days. Well, you know what? Did our forefathers say that over 244 years ago? Absolutely not. But you can rest assured a lot of professors were trying to discourage their hearts from actually standing up and obeying God. But I'll tell you what, the victory goes and the promise goes to those that take God by faith, and that's exactly what our forefathers did. It's not time for us to throw our hands up in the air and say, you know what, we want to be raptured from responsibility, because that's unbiblical, first and foremost. It's time for us to stand up and occupy until he comes. And in the process, friends, we need to win the day on the behalf of our posterity. Okay? So I'm not giving you a gloom and doom message. Yes, Matthew 10, 21 and 22 tells us exactly what's happening, but I want to tell you what the resolve is. Deal with the Oregon governor, Kate Brown. She needs to be thrown in jail for her violations of the U.S. Constitution. I want to tell you something. I praise God people are beginning to pick this up. People are beginning to understand. They're beginning to peruse the U.S. Constitution, because as they go back to the law, they can see who the criminals are. And this is exactly what the likes of an Oregon governor, Kate Brown, doesn't want the people in Oregon to see. Friends, she doesn't have the right to pay snitches. She does not have a law that can be enforced against anybody that gathers. She doesn't have the law on her side. That makes her a criminal. She's acting in an unlawful manner. Remove her lawfully, Article 2, Section 4. Prosecute her, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Set the precedent. Send the message to the next individual that wants to capacitate or play the incumbent when it comes to the governor of the state of that of Oregon, that we're not going to tolerate crimes, because that is the message that's going to deter other criminals from committing crimes, especially in that position of playing the governor in the state of Oregon. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, she needs to be brought to justice. She's got no lawful authority implementing any of that. We've seen the same thing happen in California, and I don't know if that's too smart. As a matter of fact, let me say it this way, friends. It's a dangerous game these people are playing. It's a dangerous game. When you're playing with lawful people, it's a dangerous game, friends, just as much as when you deal with a lawless people. The difference is those that obey God and have the law on their side, they're in a much better position than those that are breaking the law, let me tell you. I also wanted to highlight the fact that line upon line, precept upon precept, before we get to our main topic today, that, again, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is defending foregoing masks as virus surges. No, they're not wearing masks. They don't have to wear masks. I don't have constitutional authority to make them wear masks. Anybody paying attention to what they're doing in North Dakota and South Dakota, friends? The mainstream media is trying to highlight those two states as having the highest surge of the coronavirus, COVID-19. Why? Because they're not going along with the narrative of the federal government. Did you hear what I said? They're trying to polarize them. They want to browbeat them into submission. Okay, just like every other state, they're manufacturing, they're creating these statistics, friends, and they're continuously inundating the American people to submit through their browbeating, friends. Okay, it's baloney. It's hogwash. The numbers do not line up as to what the mainstream media is continuously dumping on the American people. Let me tell you. But I want to tell you something, friends. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is defending. No, I don't have the constitutional authority to force anybody to do anything. I have no business telling them that they have to wear a mask. I have no business coming in and telling that they need to shut down their businesses. I have no business coming in and tell people that they have to stay 6 feet apart from one another. Friends, these people know it's hogwash. They know that this is all contrived. They're not going along with the narrative, friends. What makes them stand out? And again, friends, we have to get behind good government. America, we need to get behind good government and quit allowing the mainstream media to beat up on good government. Okay? We need to deal with corruption in this country. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to be talking about, well, Mario Murillo dances around the issues in an open conversation that we had last week. I want to hear your feedbacks. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, so here we go, friends. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. If we get pulled from another platform, at least you know where we're at. Go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Put in your email address. Subscribe. We'll send you an email out every day. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll find YouTube right there. Go ahead and click onto it. That's the platform we're on right now on one of the pages. Join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're right on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on YouTube and Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Last week we had Mario Murillo. We did an hour interview with him. And three quarters of that interview, or this open conversation I had with Mario Murillo, was based on him dancing around my questions. And I'll get to those in just a moment. I want to start the show off with playing the last 2 minutes of the show, because once the rubber met the road, all of a sudden the American people began to see who Mario Murillo really is. And I knew it was there the whole time. I just needed to get him to that point. And what I asked him is, I said, I've just got to ask you, Mario, why is it that you're equating people that are calling out Donald Trump for his crimes against the Constitution as haters? I said, that's the spirit of the world. And here he comes, and he begins to show himself as to who he really is. Listen to this. Scripture, Mark 3:25 comes to my aid. It's set up to, what, create warfare, right, left, to divide the American people. A house divided against itself will not fall, right? Okay, so with that said, if I look at what our forefathers established, they were making their appeal to King Jesus. The national slogan is rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. And keep in mind, Mario, they threw off a tyrant across the pond named King George who would not be ruled by God. And our seal, our national seal, which was made by Benjamin Franklin and that of John Adams and that of Thomas Jefferson, was a picture of Moses on the other side of the sea where Pharaoh and his armies were overthrown by the waters. So, with that
said, we should have turned down the help of the French, shouldn't we?
Well, no, thank God for
and
the French.
By your logic, my friend, and I'm glad you brought me on this show because this is the kind of confusion that I think needs to be cleared up.
Well, would you be willing
to... If we had not appealed to the French, the American Revolution never would have succeeded. And that was hardly a moral nation.
Would you be willing to do another show, Mario? Because I think we only got to about a third of what
well,
we could
I'd
possibly
like an
talk to.
My question, before I agree to another show, I'd like you to answer that question. Why did we, in your worldview of such moral purity and whatever, why did we accept the help of the French?
Well, I think that was God's answer to the appeal.
That's what Trump is, my friend.
Well,
that's exactly what Trump is, and you need to wake up to that fact.
Okay, so in saying that, I would like to do a part two, because what I'd like to do is actually bring you to the fruit of the administration and then ask you questions as to I highlight the fruit that's hanging on the tree, because I believe what's happening here, Mario, and I'll end with this, okay, is the fact that what we're afraid of Joe Biden and what he would do to us, Donald Trump has been doing over the last four and 5 years here. And I can prove that.
Well, that's why we're not doing a second show, because you're being dishonest. You're being a Christian version of CNN right now.
Okay, well, I don't think that's fair, but again, that's why it's a younger generation trying to seek answers.
It's
and if you're not
fair, I want you to answer the question.
I think I just did.
Did the American Revolution accept the help of the French?
I think I just answered that.
Everything you just said.
Yeah, folks, the French was the answer to the appeal made by our forefathers. He had a very poor premise. And to be quite honest with you, just starting off here, friends, Mario Murillo danced around the issues, because this is what happens when you have your feet upon the rock. And I'm talking about the law to grace gospel. When you only have a lopsided version of what the gospel is, I want to tell you what, you begin to understand grace in a whole different way. You have a whole different perspective, because you don't understand that many of these people that we're highlighting even today, and I'm going to get to this in just a couple moments, have they repented? Because their message isn't repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No, it is God loves you and it's a wonderful plan for your life. Well, I'm curious, if that's how they were driven to the foot of the cross by the law of God and they truly repented because the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, we're going to have a sound salvation. But what happens if we don't? Well, we have a bunch of anarchists, right? Men and women, we call them hirelings, John 10:12, that have never been converted, that are preaching a lawless message. They're called antinomianists, okay? So just so you understand as to what's going on here. So this didn't come as no surprise. As a matter of fact, I knew there was teeth drawn. Because many of the things that I brought up to Mario, I never even said on the show, which shows you that he was doing homework on me, and I'm glad that he did. Because, again, as I just said right there on that audio, the younger generation is looking at the older generation and saying, hang on a second, what message are you preaching in the first place? They can't answer it. They reject the counsel of God against themselves. In other words, they don't want to take responsibility. And it doesn't matter if they want to take responsibility or not. They're going to. Hebrews 9:27 says, "All folks, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment." Okay, what happens is these people want to keep going on with them bad selves. They want to keep preaching their false grace. They want to keep preaching their modern gospel because they don't want to take responsibility for what has been grown up. Train up a child in the way that they will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Who's responsible for all the anarchists that we see in America today? These preachers that have been in the pulpits over the last 6 and 7 decades. So again, I just want to make clear, everybody understands that this didn't come as a surprise in any sense of the word, that Mario Murillo kept dancing. Three-quarters of that show, friends, he kept dancing around my questions. And I kept coming back after the break, pressing him with the questions. And I was not being disrespectful in any sense of the word. And I surely wasn't going to be disrespectful to the Word of God. That's why I kept pressing him with the same questions that he continuously danced around. And why would they do that? Because they're responsible for what you see in America today. If the church is called to be the moral compass of society, and that goes, everything else goes. The Lord said that he would change that nation into hell that forgets him. And they keep talking about God and Jesus, but yet they keep pointing their finger to their favorite political parties. And they're driving men to their favorite political parties, which shows me they've never repented before God in the first place. Because if they did, they would understand that their sin is before God and not before man. And they surely would be driving them to the foot of the cross rather than to their favorite politicians had they truly repented by the Holy Ghost who was sent to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, starting in John 16, verse 8. Am I aggravated with this conversation, how it went? No, not at all. Many people said, Bradley, why were you being so respectful? Why were you being so mellow about it? Because I'm not going to surely pull somebody out and just begin to chop them in pieces because everybody wants to be entertained. That's not what we're here for. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and at the end of the show, he proved to the listeners exactly who he was. If that's the conclusion that you came up with, I would love to hear your feedback. 1-866-582-9933. I got call coming in right now from Ohio. Dan, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Hello. Handled him very well. You treated. Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay. You handled him very well. You were very nice, and like you said, you gave him the rope. But I hope I'm okay saying this. You know, Trump has been out on the road. He's used the word GD. He's dropped the F-bomb on the Limbaugh show. You know, where's these preachers holding him accountable and asking him to repent from that? But here's the thing with Morello.
Let me answer that, Dan, because, again, I want to give people sound answers here, sound speech which cannot be condemned. James 1:26 tells us what? If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. When you go to Ephesians 4:29, what does it say? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So when you're talking about Donald Trump dropping the F-bomb and GD, this cursing God, it's interesting to know what we're really seeing is what's in his wicked heart. And the Bible's clear, the heart is deceitful, and above all things, it's desperately wicked. And it's exactly what we see coming out, but yet they stay with their favorite man because my point that I'm making here is they've never been converted, Dan, and I'm going to prove that in just a couple minutes, but I'll give you the last minute. You go for it.
Okay. Yeah. So I got to say this, and I hope it's okay, but what I see is, like, I know yours and my our hope is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But it seems like so many of the people that are on this Trump train, their hope and faith is in Israel. And whenever Trump does anything for Israel, he's the man and he can do no wrong because he does everything for Israel.
Exactly. I got 10 seconds.
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, now let me answer on the other side. Okay, I appreciate it. I'll answer on the other side. Thank you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former White House advisor Dick Morris told Newsmax TV on Monday that Democratic presidential voter turnout was disproportionately larger than the population gains.
For example, in Phoenix, There were 48% more votes cast in 2020 than in 2012. Now, the population of Phoenix did rise by 14% in that period, but there were 48% more votes. In Atlanta, it grew by 9%, and there were 30% more votes. In Detroit, where there was no population gain whatsoever, in fact, there was a little loss, somehow 50,000 more people voted, a 10% increase. And the only way that that increase can be found, can be justified, is by ballot stuffing.
The GSA has greenlit the transition process for President-elect Biden, while President Trump is disputing election tallies, claiming voter fraud. USA Radio News. In the fight against COVID-19, politicians placing curfews on American freedom seems to make no sense. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Dan just called in from Ohio. And he was bringing up the fact that all these people are just, you know, going back to the politicians that have been delivered to them. I know that there's a lot of people out there right now that are watching that. Yeah, I want to say this as nice as I possibly can. You actually have deceived yourself into believing that you know what you're talking about. And I'm just here to tell you that you don't. It wasn't Joe Biden or Donald Trump. No, those are the two options that were given to you. Okay. Again, keep in mind there was over 1,156 different presidential contenders. But you just didn't want to listen to that. That's why you're in trouble. Okay, I just wanted to make clear we got that all cleared out of the, cleared up. And I guess I want to get over to this point too. One of the things that Isaiah 30 tells us, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children." Who are the rebellious children? Well, the Lord says that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Okay. And then when you think about that, you think about all the false prophets all pointing their finger to their favorite politician. Who are they taking counsel from? I'm curious that they point their finger at their favorite political party. Well, it's the lesser of two evils. Well, of the lesser of two evils were to choose neither. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. I mean, do you know the word of God? And folks, furthermore, and I'm getting way ahead of myself, but answering Dan's question, isn't it interesting, my friends, that when you read Proverbs 28, verse 4, what does it tell us? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Well, I'm talking to Mario Murillo here. This is what our conversation is all about right now. And I continuously asked him, and I'm going to tee this up real quick for you, friends. But I continuously asked him who's responsible for the generation of anarchists that we see out here, more than the hirelings in the pulpits in America today. Well, who's the greatest advocate to abortion? The church is, the American church. It's a lack of Christianity. Who's the greatest advocate to the gay agenda, the homosexual agenda, the sodomite agenda? It's the pulpits in America. They remain silent. Who just submitted to a fraud, a perpetual fraud? The professed church, the same ones that have been advocating homosexuality and abortion. Who are they? They're wicked people. Who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and do it not. Who do the wicked people praise? Well, they don't praise God, because if they were actually upholding and magnifying God's moral law the way that Jesus Christ set forth as an exemplar before us, we're to follow him in his steps. We're to emulate Jesus Christ. Read 1 John 2:6. But is that what they're doing? No, they're doing just the exact opposite. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when everybody was bowing to Nebuchadnezzar, what did they do? They said, we're not going to bow to you. We're not going to bow to what you've created as a God. So, folks, it's really clear to see who they serve. See, they want a little of Jesus, and they want a whole lot of their favorite politician. Therein lies the problem. And we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? And then to try to prop up a guy or any politician in government today, especially Donald Trump, you've got not a scriptural leg to stand on in any sense of the word. Okay? And for people to actually suggest their only options were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, if that doesn't tell you the power and the control of the narrative over your life and what voice you've been listening to and parroting, I'll tell you what, nobody can help people like you except the Lord. So that's who I suggest that you go talk to, because you're beyond help right now and you put yourself in that position. The Bible says those who forsake the law, those who forsake God's government, they praise man's government. Those that forsake Jesus Christ, they praise the wicked administration. Do you see how this works, friends? Okay? Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not the standard. So to try to prop up his sins and call it grace is using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You are seriously misled. You are an operation by a spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of the world. Read 1 John 4. We're to test the spirits, and you're promoting the spirit of an Antichrist is what you're doing. I want to finish that scripture so I can get over to my topic here. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And it's exactly what we plan on doing and continue doing, friends. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, I don't have time to be responding to all of these emails that are coming in. I'm getting probably 200 to 300 of them a day. I'm not responding to them anymore. You've got airtime. If you want to make your thoughts known, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about Mario Murillo, dances around the issues in an open conversation we had with him last week. Well, folks, it's not like I'm taking shots at him right now. These are things that I asked him when he was on the radio show. And you just heard me during the first segment ask him to do a second show. I did a third show and a fourth show. You know what he said? When I reached out to him on a personal note, he said that I was, in so many words, why would I come back being treated like that? I didn't know that I was being disrespectful in any sense of the word. And I wasn't. I was asking him scriptural questions. The younger generation asking the older generation, why are we at as to where we're at today? He didn't want to take responsibility. But the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. Luke 7:30. I want to say this as well. What qualifies me in covering this conversation with Mario Murillo? I want to tell you, it's vast. Okay, myself being a product of what the American church had failed to do concerning my younger years in reaching out to me, Luke 19:10, which is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. In turn, when I was born again by the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, and what it was that he directed and led me to do, Romans 8:14, in speaking at hundreds and hundreds of public schools across America, going to the generation that they, friends, dropped off at the public schools to be indoctrinated. That's a fact. And I saw firsthand of the American church and its lack of Christianity. As a matter of fact, when I started doing high school assemblies across the country, I didn't ask the devil for permission to obey God and going in there and teaching and educating our children. Because the state has no children, and the federal government definitely has no right whatsoever to usurp the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights in indoctrinating our up-and-coming generations. Who was dropping them off? 86% of those that call themselves Christians were the ones dropping them off at the public schools, friends. Why? Because they were listening to preachers like that of Mario Murillo and his little pat. That's why. Lawless preachers, friends. No standard to go by. Now man's the standard, right? Instead of Jesus Christ. We're to emulate Jesus Christ. We're not to emulate our favorite preacher or emulate our favorite politicians, friends. That's clear to see. Read Hebrews 13:7. You'll notice that during this open conversation, I've got the video on the article. It's posted on your site, okay? It's posted on your site. You can watch the videos. Don't call me afterwards and say, where's the article? I just told you where it's at, okay? You'll notice that during this open conversation, I continually pressed Mario to ask the question as to who is responsible for all the anarchists that we see. Folks, who are all the protesters today? These are the kids that were raised up by the modern preachers. And this is what I was trying to get Mario Murillo to own up to, but he didn't want to. I asked the question, who's responsible for all the anarchists? I want to tell you who. The antinomists, they have no regard for God's moral law. They're called antinomists, okay? And again, they have no regard for God's moral law and government, and that's why we have man's government now, yet we're based and premised upon the Mosaic Institution. The hypocrisy is incredible here, friends. Read Exodus 20. Okay, so I asked them the question, who's responsible for this? Who's responsible for the violent crimes going up 794% in America? Who's responsible for being number one in divorce? Divorce. Teen pregnancy. Folks, I can apply scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:9. Did you know that the people that are divorced, that call themselves Christians and they remarry, Jesus called them adulterers? And in 1 Corinthians 6:9, it tells us that no adulterer has an inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. If we stick to scripture, friends, we're not going to look the way that we look right now. We're going to look more like Christ, like King David prayed, Lord, that I may awake in thy likeness. We're not in his likeness anymore, friends. The American church has created a graven image, a God and a Jesus that looks just like them. And I'm here to tell you, friends, with my hands waving back and forth, it's not the God of the Bible. Okay? I asked Mario Murillo, tell me, who's responsible for voluntary abortion? 60 million murdered babies. And guess what? Mario Murillo, how dare you call out Donald Trump for adding $100 million to the pot when it comes to actually financing illegally Planned Parenthood to the number of $600 million. How dare you talk out against Donald Trump? How dare you talk out against Nebuchadnezzar? Go to the fire, Shadrach. Go to the fire, Meshach and Abednego. That's exactly what these preachers are doing, friends. And that's exactly why Mario Murillo equated people that call out Donald Trump for his crimes as haters. Why do they hate Donald Trump? No, the question isn't why do I hate Donald Trump? Why does Donald Trump hate me? I'm not attacking Donald Trump. Donald Trump is attacking me. Donald Trump is attacking the law that he promised with his hand on the Bible, Mario, that he would uphold. And yet you try to feebly justify the unjustifiable. You try to justify what God clearly, clearly condemns. You know what, Mario Murillo? If I were you, I wouldn't have done a second show neither. Because you're out of school, is what you are. You're out of school. And for all of you people that wanted to tell me how much you respect Mario Murillo, the guy's out of school. I want you to take a look around the United States of America because Mario Murillo and his pals are responsible for what you see on the scene. This is what they're responsible for. And you respect them over God's government? They make war against God. Micah 3:5, they make war against God is what these people are doing. The Mark Taylors, the Mario Murillos of the day, the Billy Grahams, the Franklin Grahams, they're making war against God. Read Micah 3:5 is what they're doing. They are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Hey, folks, illegal drug use, illiteracy. Folks, illiteracy is up. 700,000 students in this country can't even read their own graduation diplomas, and he wants to justify this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to say this one more time. If the platform that we're on right now is pulled, always go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you will find us there, or sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to watch us live, go to the right side of the page, click on, and join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, sign up and subscribe for our daily newsletters on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Beforeitsnews.com. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, this is the final segment. Everybody had their thoughts after the show, friends. Now that I'm asking you to make your thoughts known, I'm hearing crickets over there. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's be clear here. I asked Mario to have a second show, and he said no. I asked him again a second time, and he said no. I also wanted to let you know that I reached out to him after the show and asked him if he'd be willing to jump on. And he said, why would I want to be treated like that over here? I didn't show that guy any disrespect. I want to tell you what the problem was. He's out of school, and he knows he's out of school. And that's exactly why he couldn't answer the question. And I want to tell you something, friends, and I am pointing my finger at these guys. Did the Lord send these guys? Did he really? Huh. Read Ezekiel 13 when you get a moment. Read Jeremiah 23 when you get a moment. Read Matthew 23 when you get a moment. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. The real ones were killed, friends. And by the way, so were the disciples, 11 of the 12. And John at Patmos was delivered miraculously out of a cauldron of oil, just for the record. And Jesus Christ was crucified. Is this the message that they're giving, friends? Absolutely not. Absolutely not even close. It's God loves you, has a wonderful, wonderful plan for your life. It's not repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which Jesus gave and is still giving. No, not even close, folks. It's in stark contrast to a biblical means to Christ. Galatians 3:24, going to the New Testament, going to back to the Old Testament, Psalm 19:7. So to be quite honest with you, talking about Mario Murillo, I wouldn't have gotten on a second show neither, because we were just starting to get to the nitty gritty. The rubber was starting to meet the road, and I was being respectful, and I would continuously be respectful. But I'm not going to lower God's word to fit to a man that has been responsible for the statistics that I just highlighted during the last segments. No way, no way. We're going to hold to the word of God. Every man's a liar, let God be the truth, and so it is, friends, and so it is. I want to get to another point here concerning my conversation I had with Mario Murillo. I shared with Mario that my wife's grandmother, who died at 98 years young, said before she died, after I asked her what it was that was being preached from the pulpits in her lifetime, she responded with, every Sabbath day it was the law and the prophets. So I shared that with Mario. Guess what he did? He danced around my points. Okay? Mario refused to answer the question, so I told him of the character of Jesus and how preachers in America have given the congregants the impression that Jesus is walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay. I told him that is not the character of Jesus Christ. I told him that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, which is found in Matthew 7:29. And I also can say I don't recall Mario making reference to the Word of God one time. One time. And it's interesting, those that combat and contend with me, they never bring up the word. It's just their opinion, or it's the opinion of their pastor, which a pastor has no business leading a church in anybody's church. Nope. Only one time, folks. It's the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. And when you go to Ephesians 4:11, it talks about the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor, right? One time do you see pastor in the New Testament. Yet they've taken the pastor and they've given them the job of an apostle. No wonder why they can't handle their position. They're not called to that position, right? I also brought up the fact that, well, I told Mario that Jesus himself asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? That's what Jesus asked his disciples. And I said, they replied, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Wow. Got a real problem with that one, don't we? Do you see, or have you seen in Scripture at any time where Jesus Christ pointed to man as the answer? I'm just curious. I didn't think so. You can't see anybody holding their hand up. Nope. Can't see that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But what do we hear these false prophets talk about? How we have to get on the Trump train. And if we don't get on the Trump train, we're a part of the problem. We're haters. That's the spirit of the world, friends. That's the spirit of the world. We need to submit to government. Oh, really? Corrupt government? Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. No wonder why you didn't want to jump on a second show. Whoa, this is crazy. I told Mario that Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, stated, lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. That is a very serious loss to the sinner rather than a gain, for it lessens the likelihood of his conviction and conversion. I say you have deprived the gospel of its ablest auxiliary, its most powerful weapon, when you have set aside God's moral law, not ceremonial. Exodus 20. You have taken away from it the schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, that is to bring men to Christ. They will never accept grace, real grace, till they tremble before a just and a holy law. Therefore, the law serves a most necessary purpose, and it must be removed from its place. By the way, I only got through probably a part of the first sentence before Mario cut me off and diverted the question once again. And then I told Mario that the modern-day hirelings are preaching a false grace and using it as an occasion for the flesh. At this point, I suppose he's starting to get bothered with me. Galatians 5:13, which we've seen at the end of the show. Okay? And then I gave him the quote by none other than Martin Luther, who said, "But God, the God of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects. And last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified with the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." It is completely backwards. Read Matthew. Hey, what did Jesus do? You know what the law says. He went to the Jews. He went to those that were of the circumcision. Right? And he said we're to go to who? The lost sheep of Israel. And who were they? They were the ones that were broken by the law, ready to receive the message of grace by Christ Jesus. Okay? That's who they are. The law detects, said Augustine, grace conquers. We hear the church talk about it all day, found in Romans 5. Oh, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And then what do we see? We see stickers on the back of their cars. Sinners, Christians aren't perfect, they're just forgiven. Yet we're seeking to be perfected. What are they talking about? Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. The question I have for these false professors is, where's the grace? Where's the faith that overcomes? Because if we have our eyes fixed on Him, we will overcome this world. Read 1 John 5:2. We will be made more than conquerors, friends. Right? Romans 8:37. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Folks, where's that at? Okay? Just giving you the word of Christ again, friends. Just giving you the word. So, He wouldn't answer my question, Mario Murillo wouldn't. And why would He, while knowing that the modern message is exactly what he has been a part of in this country for decades? You following? I want to answer the question that Mario Murillo would not. If you want to know why we have so much anarchy, mushroom converts that need to be truly converted, rampant in America today, it's because Americans have tolerated hirelings in the pulpit that have never repented themselves. That's why they're not preaching the message that Jesus gave, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read also Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. If they're not preaching law to grace, they never got saved. They never repented, friends. And if you look at their lifestyles, you can see it for what it is. Judge them by their fruit. And if you want to judge them by their fruit, then let's go back to the statistics that I was talking about during the first segment and the second segment. This is the church's responsibility, friends. But guys like Mario, they don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to answer the question. What they want to do is they want to try to belittle the law of God and His servants that are trying to get answers out of the church so we can actually give them the law so that they might repent. But what do they want to do? They want to keep going on in their self-righteousness. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord said. Yeah, they reject the counsel of God against themselves, but also add, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And it's exactly what you're looking at today. Look at your favorite preacher today, friends, and I got a question for you. Who have you been looking to, your favorite preacher that has brought us to the situation as to where we're at in the present? Or if you've been looking at Jesus Christ, because if you've been looking at Jesus Christ, you're living in a whole different situation than what you see out there. Now, I want to say that to real Christians, that what you see out there as being a problem, Isaiah 58, verse 12, is our responsibility to get out there and seek and save that which is lost and preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, if you want to check out these articles, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on platforms abroad. I'll post right after the show, which will be in about 5 seconds. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.